Krisos, Perik Vav, Mishnah Zion, 6-7. The point of this Mishnah and the Kam Mishnayos is to address the question of when one designates an animal or money to be used for a specific korban. So how locked in is it? How much transferability do you have? And our Mishnah here, Mishnah Zion, is going to say when it comes to a chatas, if you actually designate an animal as a chatas, so then it has to be for that particular person and that particular sin. And our Mishnah will say three cases. It'll first say if a father designates an animal to be a chatas for his sin, so then if he dies without bringing it, his son, who inherits everything he has, including that animal, cannot bring it for his own sin. Meaning even though, let's say, for example, the father and son did the same Chilul Shabbos together at the same time, if the father designates the animal for his sin, then the son can't now use that animal for his own sin. The second case is where a person designates an animal for his sin. Let's say, you know, he ate chalev today, and then he says, this will be my chatas for the chalev I ate on accident. Then later on in the day, he eats blood. So then he can't use the animal set aside for chalev to be brought for the blood avera. And the third case of the Mishnah will be that if a person even set aside, let's say a person ate chalev today and he sets aside an animal, and then tomorrow he eats chalev again, he can't use the animal he designated for yesterday's aver of eating chalev for the sin he did today of eating chalev. It has to be a new animal, and he can't, you know, just, it's not exchangeable at all. Now, the basis, the Mishnah will say, of this is a pasuk. The pasuk says that it has to be a particular korban designated for a particular chait. And that will come out then that the first two cases of a child using his father's animal, for example, is for a chatas, certainly can't use because all the same person. And if the father himself can't use it for, you know, using it from chalev to blood or vice versa because it's not the same chait. The third case of the father not being allowed to use the same animal he designated for the chait of eating chalev today versus chalev tomorrow, that actually is a din derabanan, okay? And it's a din derabanan not based on the pasuk we have because really, on a derais level, it is the same person and the same chait, the same box of chalev and chalev. The rabbi said, so people shouldn't get confused. You can't even exchange it from one sin to another sin of the same type. Okay, that's the Mishnah outside. Okay, inside the Mishnah says as follows, Hamafrish chataso v'meis. If a person sets aside an animal to be a chatas, so he designates, this goat is going to be my chatas for the Chilul Shabbos that I did. And then he dies. So if you remember from Zvachim Ton, that's one of the chataos hamesos. There are five scenarios where an animal that designated as a chatas can't be brought and it's left to die. This is that very case. But our Mishnah is not talking about that. Our Mishnah is focused on a different angle, which is lo yavi ena b'no achrav. His son can't bring it after inheriting the animals. Let me just speak this out. I understand the Chiddush. If the father has, you know, a goat farm, when the father dies, the son inherits the goats and he can use any of those goats. The son can use any of those goats for his sin of Chilul Shabbos, for example. But if the father had designated a particular goat for his sin, then the son can't use that goat for the son's sin, even if they sin the same way, the same time. You can't transfer one to the other. That's the first din. The second din is, velo yavi'ena mechait al chait. He can't bring out on one chait for a different chait. So, just for example, let's say, for example, a person was machal Shabbos, and he also ate on Yom Kippur. So when he was machal Shabbos, he set aside goat number one, and when he ate on Yom Kippur, he set aside goat number two. He has two goats, he goes to Beis HaMikdash, and he brings them to the Kohen. He says, Kohen, I got to do two, you know, I owe two chataos, one for Shabbos, one for Yom Kippur. Here are the goats. So what the Mishnah here is saying is the Kohen will say, well, okay, which goat is the Shabbos goat and which goat is the Yom Kippur goat? And the person can't say, what difference does it make? It's two goats, two chataos doing it together right now. That won't work. It has to be specifically the goat for the Shabbos, has to be brought for Shabbos, and the goat designated for the eating on Yom Kippur has to be brought for eating on Yom Kippur. That's the point of our Mishnah. And third of all, afilo al chalev she'achol emesh, even regarding chalev, forbidden fats that he ate yesterday, lo yavi ena al chalev she'achol hayom. He can't even bring that animal, which he designated yesterday for his aver yesterday, even for the very same avera today. Okay? You have to, it's peculiar to that particular avera as he designated it. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, we're actually paraphrasing a pasuk, v'yikra perek dalad mishnah, pasuk chavches, karbono al chataso. His offering on his sin. But the point is, it's a if it's a particular korban for a particular sin, it has to be his korban for him and his korban for his sin that he designated, not another sin. Shehei korbano l'shem cheto. It has to be that his designated offering is for his designated sin and his himself only. Again, so the first two cases, the son can't bring for his sin what he inherits from the father that was predesignated, and the father can't bring it for sin A, for sin B. Those are both the raisa based on this pasuk. And the third halacha of our mission, which says for the very same sin, chilul Shabbos 2 weeks in a row, he can't bring an animal he designated yesterday or last week, I should say, for this week's chilul Shabbos. That's a din derabanan, lest he get confused and come to do one of those two dinei deraisa.